Welcome to another edition of Bro Talk Live, the best show on the internet for you by us, Bro Talk. Always on the market, your man Jason. Let's kick it over to my main man Dex. What up, bro?
Hey, guys. So I've been not depressed, but like I've really been like miserable about the show because like we haven't been live. And I feel like what makes the show special is that we can physically do it live and then we drop a podcast. Because truthfully, like we're really like new in the whole podcasting thing. Like we were really like a live web show, which is like cool to me. And then we took over a podcast too, which is like super dope. But I talked to a coworker today and she follows the Bro Talk page and she was talking about how like amazing the show is, how amazing the page is, and it really got me energized to be back on tonight. And I'm super excited that we're actually recording again too. Like you can see our faces. Although we all look like not that good.
You look fine. You look as good as you can. Tyler God, how are you?
I'm doing okay. Like, I was sitting here getting some work done for my program. And, like, I kid you not, I, like, sat here and got a severe cold, like, out of nowhere. Like, my nose started running.
I felt really sick, too. Yeah.
Yeah, I was like, I was perfectly fine when I sat down. Like, that's never happened before, so I'm, like, weirded out. I made some tea with a hint of ginger and lemon, and I'm hoping that it helps me out here.
Well, I pray that it does. You know, you deserve a healthy throat.
It sounded a little off, but okay.
Is that something? It's just a little off. Yeah. All right. Well, we have a packed show ready for you guys, and we're going to start you off with something we're going to deem the political pit. We all know politics can be a snake pit sometimes, and it can also just be a hellhole. And this is a segment that we are calling the political pit. Do you like the logo, guys? I think it's pretty apropos for a pit.
I love it.
Is if you can't see on the podcast, it's the logo of Donald Trump. It's, face, because as the face of the political pit. Joe Biden, speaking of Trump, is trying to take his throne. He announced since the last time we were on air that he is running for Prezi. Is Prezi a thing? Is that a nickname?
It is now.
Hey,
that's
man.
Presentation thing.
Mark. Oh, that's a new shirt coming. Bro Talk Live Prezi. I like that. He was welcomed very warmly by one Donald J. Trump. Mr. Trump said, the President Trump said, welcome to the race, Sleepy Joe. Sleepy Joe. Sleepy Joe. I only hope you have the intelligence, long in doubt, to wage a successful primary campaign. It'll be nasty. You'll be dealing with people who truly have some very sick and demented ideas. But if you make it, I will see you at the starting gate. Very nasty by Mr. Trump.
Very nasty.
Very nasty. Very nasty words. I'm sorry, Will's not here if you guys didn't notice, so we don't have our Trump impersonator. But I didn't want to do the voice. I felt like that would have been a disservice to Bill. Disrespectful.
So Will is the impersonator. We'll leave it at that. And if we need to find a replacement, we can, but we're not going to do it. It won't be us.
They also asked Joe, some people still call him Uncle Joe, but they asked him about why he didn't ask Obama to endorse him or why Obama didn't endorse him.
Why didn't President Obama endorse you?
I asked President Obama not to endorse, and he doesn't want to. Whoever wins this nomination should win it on their own merits.
AKA, I saw what you did for Hillary, and I don't want that.
And Joe can actually run on Obama's merit. Unlike Hillary was such an unlikable person that not even Obama could save her. Obama could get Joe there. But traditionally, they, from what I'm reading, sitting former presidents don't usually do that anyway.
Well, vice presidents usually don't jump in the race either.
That's true.
But plus, like, and I agree with what you just said about the Hillary Clinton thing. Like, not only was she so unlikable, but they also literally ran against each other. So it's kind of like, we know you don't support her like this.
Well, Joe is leading right now the Democrats as far as early poll numbers go. He is ahead of most major candidates, including Kamala Harris, Bernie Sanders, Elizabeth Warren. So he right now, as of April 25th, has 39% of this polling data by CNN poll of people who they would vote, people Democrats would vote for right now. Mm-hmm. Bernie Sanders coming in second at 15%. So you got Joe Biden at 39, Bernie Sanders at 15, Elizabeth Warren at 8%. Elizabeth, we got to get Elizabeth up there. We need those numbers up. Elizabeth, yeah. We got to get it going.
Elizabeth Warren, Trump made a joke out of her. And I don't think that she's going to recover.
But she's the only one that's out here giving us concrete plans right now.
She's the one who's giving us things that we want that I think, honestly, if she became president, would never happen. Like, I think that's the problem. Like, people are like, what she's promising, reparations and all types of bullshit. Like, none of that's happening. And we know it. Like, we know that's not happening.
The fact that Bernie Sanders has 15% is like mind-boggling to me. Like, did y'all not learn? Okay.
Elizabeth being president and Black people getting both reparations and free college.
Like, and I just saw this thing that she wants to make hospitals safer for Black women to deliver their babies in. Like, she's really coming after that Black vote.
It's not none of that's happening. She won't get the Black vote. Like, none of that's happening, realistically.
Kamala Harris only polling at 5%, and Cory Booker struggling at 2% of the vote.
I think Cory Booker, and I told my wife this, I was like, I think Cory Booker should save him and his supporters the money and go ahead and drop out now.
Just drop out. It's not happening. It's
not happening.
Trump stayed on brand as he invited the women's national basketball champion Baylor Bears to the White House. As you can see, he's sitting here. Look at the faces on these women. Like, they're just totally dejected by what they see in front of them. Trump stayed on brand by serving women. I cannot believe this. Serving them the same thing he served the men, the college football. Dex, you think equal rights? You like that?
Equal opportunity, except I read that these ladies got Chick-fil-A, and those guys
didn't. They did get Chick-fil-A. They got Chick-fil-A, they got Burger King, they got McDonald's, they had an assortment. They had Wendy's as well.
Doing that?
Trump also, for some reason, this photo was taken. I don't know what Trump's doing here. But
pat your weave, ladies. Pat your weave, ladies.
He looks like a like a child, a petulant child. It. Like, what is he doing?
I know what he's doing. You know, I had one of those male units, and I think Trump might have one too, and he is trying to make sure that thing is secure.
All right. So how do you feel about the presidential pit this week? Any reactions to some of the stuff you saw?
Oh, we were supposed to wait till the end to get reactions?
Did you get them all?
Yeah, we pretty much went in. Sorry.
You definitely did. So do you think Joe's going to be the nominee?
I do.
You have a problem with it?
No, I'd vote for Joe. I don't see why not.
I don't necessarily have a problem with him being the nominee. Sleepy Joe can do that if he wants to. My issue is that, like, you decided to throw your hat in the race and already start begging. Like, I literally saw this text message, and I don't even know Joe, so I don't know how he got my phone number. But I literally got this text message that said, like, if you donate today, like, you could help Joe make history. It's been like having like the largest amount of donations, whatever. And then they're sending emails and stuff like, you still have time. And I'm like, please relax. Like, you're texting me on a phone that I pay Sprint for, that, and they haven't even got their money. So the last thing I'm about to do is donate to Joe Biden. Like, relax.
I think he's about 8 points ahead of Trump at this point in early polling numbers. But we all know polling numbers mean nothing when it comes to Trump, because people vote behind their backs for who they want in the White House, as we learned the last time this whole thing happened.
This time we got two old farts. You know, pretty much the political scene looks the way it normally looks. So there'll be no surprises there. I think he has a chance of winning. He's really old too. How old is he?
Joe Biden's 76. 76 years old.
And how old is Trump? 71, 72?
Something like that. Yeah, Joe Biden. Yeah, you know. I think if Biden gets elected, he'd be the oldest incoming president.
Yeah, I mean, that's... Yeah.
Yeah, and he's got that whole thing, that whole touching thing.
Was that a thing? Like, I'm not...
It's funny because now the conservatives are out here making a big deal about it, and they're saying, oh, touchy Joe, and Like making all
I'm
these.
I'm not making a thing out of that. Like you, like old annoying people touching your shoulder is like not a big deal. Like
and then the funny thing is that Trump's their guy, and he was talking about grabbing people. Like,
yeah,
like
they're really gonna try to like upplay this touching thing, and it's stupid. I don't think anyone's buying it. Like if Trump can grab your pussy, Joe can grab your shoulder.
Put that on a shirt.
BroTalkLive.com/shop. Vandalism. We're talking about vandalism. There's some video going around the internet of one Cephas, aka Offset, was at the mall, or actually at a Target, a neighborhood Target, and a fan was trying to take a picture with him. And as you can see, Cephas decided to slap the phone out of the guy's hand. It ended up smashing on the ground, and the guy has to get his phone replaced. He also said, Offset, as he was walking out of the store, said, "Get this phone out of my effing face." So that was that. In other news, in Connecticut, a mural of Nipsey Hussle, apparently, for some reason it was in Connecticut, people love Nipsey Hussle, but it was painted, a mural was painted, and this Caucasian girl, white girl, her name's KK, she goes by on the streets. She decided to deface it by drawing a penis on it, spray paint style with graffiti as well. And she's saying that she's been disrespected by black people, so this is her revenge that she's taking out on the Nipsey Hussle mural. People who were recording her were begging her to stop.
Shorty here saying niggas disrespect her, and she here tagging on this shit. We just asked her nicely, don't touch his face.
K-K-K-Y-K-Y.
Yo, word of mother, like she came over here on some shit. She said, fuck everybody. Like, yeah, word of mother, my nigga, look at this shit, my nigga. Like, she tagged this shit. This is crazy. Like,
but they were not willing to fight her because of it. So homegirl decided to keep spraying. So which part of vandalism do you disapprove of more? Is it this defacing of the Nipsey mural, or I'll say getting this phone slapped out of this guy's hand?
That's hard.
That is hard. Did
do you think Offset should go to jail?
Do they have security with him?
I don't know. I don't think
that
so.
That would beat his ass. I don't see why I would.
Yeah, like you turned around and slapped something out of my hand, I'm going to punch you in the face.
Yeah, like who are you? Like, unless he has security, like, I know I'm going to get beat up by, like, 12 people. Like, if he was by himself, though, like, I'm beating his ass. And actually, I'm probably beating hers, too. I don't see why. Well, no, not her. I'll just ask her to stop. Maybe, like, phone the police like one of those Beckys.
Actually, you know what? I think hers might be worse because you said you were disrespected by black people, so you decided to pick up some spray paint and go spray paint a mural? Like, that's stupid. Like, I can understand the opposite stuff if you felt like your privacy was being invaded, so you was like, you know what?
Anyone know you shopped at Target?
Or that. You might have one too many things in that cart. You was a little embarrassed.
Well, for someone like Offset, though, isn't, like, an issue of, like, security? Like, you don't want people knowing where you're at. Like, you know what I'm saying? If someone's...
Yeah, but, like, slapping the phone out of somebody's hand kind of, like... If you didn't really want people to know, you would just take the picture and move on. Like, you did the most, so now people...
Well, it could have been, like, a FaceTime thing or, like, a, you know, like, an IG Live or something like that, where...
People know where you are.
Like, you show people where Offset is at this particular moment.
So if they know who you are, if they recognize you, then they know where you are. So that logic doesn't make sense.
No, I'm saying, like, if someone wanted to harm Offset, for instance...
Yeah, but, like, how quick are they going to get there? They got to be at the... They have to be in that vicinity at the time. Like, it's not like... It's not like he's sticking around there. Like, he's leaving.
All I'm going to say is that when you're a celebrity... Not that I would know. But when you're a celebrity, I feel like you're encountering... You're more at risk for things that we don't necessarily think of. So it might be...
I don't think the risk of someone... Like, when you're a celebrity, people take pictures and videos of you. Like, that's what they do. So you don't walk around knocking phones out of people's hands. Or, you know, I'll just knock the teeth out your mouth.
But you're not... Does it come to a point where people need to respect your boundaries?
I'm not touching you or asking you to...
You can put your hand up and you say, please don't photograph me or I need... Or whatever, and walk away. You don't knock the phone out of somebody's hand.
Ty, you're coming soft. I don't know what's happening to you.
He literally said he'll beat Offset's ass if Offset knocked the phone out of his hand. I don't think that's soft at all.
Black China, speaking about soft and ass.
There's nothing soft about that ass.
Nothing.
Speaking of cement.
She posted this acceptance letter, Ty. Acceptance letter from Harvard Business School.
I've seen most of people posting that letter.
What'd you say?
I want to put it out there that I've seen this exact letter 3 or 4 times on multiple social medias. I don't think any of these people are going to business school. They need to stop.
Can I just say really quickly before we get into the story how this post literally ruined my Thursday? Like last Thursday, I saw this post and I was like in the best mood ever. I saw this post and like I was like, Black China's going to business school. I literally stopped working and started looking up business school because I'm like, if she's doing it, I gotta do it too. Like it was sad. And then when they, well, you'll see when they turned out that it's not true, I was so relieved. I was like, damn, I've got to go to business school. Thank God.
Well, Dex just buried the lead.
I'm sorry.
So yeah, she posted this acceptance letter. It says, congratulations on behalf of Harvard's Business School Online.com. I'm pleased to Harvard's Business School Online. I'm pleased to inform you that your application has been approved for 2019. So then she posted this crazy little message on her Instagram page, basically congratulating herself. Over the last couple of years, you guys have been given a perspective of who I am from the media and people closest to me.
Good.
I've been bullied, humiliated, manipulated, and discredited as a mom. Looking back at a lot of my actions, I'm reflecting and realize that confusion is a serious thing. Of course, I'm not proud of some of the pain I've caused, and I'm working to be the best me. Black China doesn't define Angela White as a person. At 30, she's our age, guys. I am overwhelmed with the blessings I have. Being a mother of 2 amazing children, I don't talk on things often, but I promise to give you guys more of me, Angela White perspective. Thank you for the years of endless love. Your support for me is a blessing.
What was that her real name? Angela?
That's how I'll be posting.
When you get a little diploma and certificate or something.
Like, I'll be trying to, like, really, like, sell it or whatever. That's how I'll be posting, like, all deep and emotional or whatever. Shut up.
Well, Harvard's alumni did not appreciate her acting like she was one of them. So they decided to get up in that ass, and turns out that they reached the highest levels of Harvard, and Harvard spoke to TMZ and said, Harvard's Business School Online has not admitted nor provided an acceptance letter to a person named Angela White.
Oh, person.
They don't know her.
Even worse, it also revealed that a PR company apparently set the whole thing up, promising it would do all the work for the course and that China would get the credit.
Wow.
Even pledging to photograph Black China wearing a Harvard hoodie on campus for just $1,000 on top of the $2,250 course fee. Guys, do you think this is going to affect her legacy?
Her what?
Her legacy.
This adds to her legacy. This is exactly who she is as a person.
If anything, I think this puts her in the running for Stunt Queen of the Year.
Stunt Queen, this is definitely.
She's top. Already won it once, guys.
Yes, and she wants another round.
And you wanted to give it to her, I think, last year, too.
Like, why can't you go for it again? I mean, this is a bigger stunt than the well.
Jussie Smollett's still there. Don't forget.
Jussie Smollett, Kodak Black, Black China.
Early nominees.
Mm-hmm.
Stunt Queen of the Year. Angela Kardashian. Well, I guess it wasn't meant to be. All right. Speaking of meant to be, Oprah, who was meant to be a star, an absolute gem, the queen to us all. She's quit 60 Minutes. You guys know she quit 60 Minutes?
I didn't know she was on 60 Minutes.
Damn.
I heard the other way around.
Well, according to Oprah, they asked her about it in an interview, and she said one of your 86 jobs is at 60 Minutes, which has been rocked by a share of Me Too incidents. She responded by saying, I'm no longer doing that. I've removed myself from that, so I only have 85 jobs now. I removed, so I guess she decided to quit. They asked her why. She said that she told them that she was going to go work with Apple and that she was going to be putting a lot of her energy into that. But she also said that this wasn't the best format for her, being 60 Minutes. They asked her what she meant by that, and she went on to tell a story about how they didn't like the way that she was saying her name. I think I did 7 takes on just my name because it was too emotional. I go, is it the too much emotion in the Oprah part or the Winfrey part? And then she said, I had a deja vu moment because I've actually lived through this once before when I covered a story as a young reporter where the family had lost their home and my boss told me that I reported it with too much emotion. I had too much emotion in the story. Oh, we're so deep. I thought, okay, so you're not supposed to be involved in the story. I get that. You're a journalist. But the same thing is true with the read at 60 Minutes. They would say, all right, you need to flatten out your voice. There's too much emotion in your voice. So I was working on pulling myself down and flattening out my personality, which for me is actually not a good thing. So Oprah decided to walk her ass up out of 60 Minutes because they was trying to get her to say her name in a way that she didn't want to say it. Would you have left? I feel like that's a little...
if I was Oprah, I would leave. If I were me, I'd learn how to say my name flat.
I'm with Ty.
You agree? I mean, if you're Oprah, I mean, you don't need 60 Minutes.
60 Minutes? Fuck you. What are you talking about?
You kidding me? Like, I don't want to say my name's Oprah. I'll say my name's Oprah. Oh, go on.
You will take this presentation the way I give it to you. I'm Oprah. But if I'm me, I'm like, how do you want me to say it? No, I mean, it is who it is. We are who we are.
We can shorten it if you want to.
You can shorten it. You call me Ty, because that's what everyone else calls me.
Everyone else.
I'm like, you can just take the tie out and say T and move forward. Like, is that what you guys need?
Kind of like, I really don't even have to introduce myself if that's a job. If that's a job,
I really don't even know who I am. Why don't we just make it about the story?
Oprah, I'd be like, I'm Oprah goddamn Winfrey. Are you kidding me? Oprah's worse.
I can imagine her doing 7 takes. I'm Oprah Winfrey.
I'm Oprah Winfrey.
I want to see those takes. Like that.
Absolutely.
That has to be on episode 60 Minutes. Just make that episode 60 Minutes.
Like, they need to defend themselves by releasing those takes.
That's
so awesome. Maybe how overly dramatic she was.
Maybe she did sound dumb as hell, and they were like, why are you doing it like that?
She said, doing it like what? Man, whatever. All right, we have an update on our one, Robert Kelly. Robert Kelly is upset. So he was served for a lawsuit that he's getting. The lawsuit was by Heather Williams, which alleges that he sexually abused her when she was 16. R. Kelly was getting served this lawsuit, though, while he was in jail for failing to pay child support. So he was served the letter, and he never showed up to court when the letter told him to go to court. And so his lawyers are saying that he should be, given a pass because he can't read. So they said that the letter should have never been delivered to his jail cell because he wasn't able to read it. Thusly, he wasn't able to tell when the date that he needs to show up to court was. Guys, are you buying R. Kelly should be let off? Huh?
His reading deficits are that heavy that he can't read the date?
They said that he suffers from a learning disability and that he should not have been served while incarcerated. So, that person won a default judgment because R. Kelly didn't show up.
You have to be on a very, very low level not to be able to read the date. I don't believe that. Like, there are, as everyone knows, in my former life, I was a special education teacher. Like, you'd have to be very low not to be able to read the date. Like, I'm talking.
He can read the date, but you don't know any. If you can't read the words around it, you don't have any context. So,
he didn't know when the date was.
He didn't know when the date was, but he didn't know what the date was for.
R. Kelly has been served enough time to know what a court order is. So, all you need to know is the date, where to go, and the date. So, punch in the address and show up on the date. You've gotten more than enough court orders for all the people that you've touched. You know how to get there. I don't buy it. And you have to be very low, like intellectual disability or severe autism, not to be able to read the date. Throw his ass in jail. He knew that he just didn't want to go.
Are you buying it, Dex?
Absolutely not. I'm with Ty on this one again. And the crazy part about it, you like at the end of the day, whether you can read or not, you committed a crime. We know that. We're still having this conversation about him.
Like, there we go.
I mean, he committed a crime. Yes, he did. Definitely did.
Multiple crimes, not just A.
Also, speaking of R. Kelly, there's actually a new special coming out on May 4th. They're gonna, it's a Lifetime. They're gonna say like after surviving R. Kelly. So it's gonna be like, yeah. So they're gonna talk about like what's happening, I guess, now since everything has come out.
We don't care.
I think I'm gonna check it out.
Not at all.
It's like one of those things, like, it's like he's down already and people are kicking him, and like I like enjoy it. So like I want to see it again.
All right, it's time for racist, aka ridiculousness. Donald Trump spoke on the NFL draft. The NFL draft was this past weekend. The number one player in the draft was a player by the name of Kyler Murray. He's a black quarterback from Oklahoma. He's very short, and he was the Heisman Trophy winner. He also got drafted in the first round of baseball. So he's a supremely talented athlete. Like, he was drafted number 9th overall in the baseball draft, and then he got drafted number 1 overall in the NFL draft. So that's the first time that's ever been done. But no, Donald Trump wanted to talk about the second pick of the draft, and he tweeted the following: congratulations to Nick Bosa on being picked number 2 in the NFL draft. That doesn't even look right. Like, who could congratulate someone for being picked number 2? You will be a great player for years to come, maybe one of the best. Big talent, bigly. San Francisco will embrace you, but most importantly, always stay true to yourself. Make America great again. The reason that he's showing so much support to this young man, this young football player, is because this football player happens to be a former, well, at least former Trump supporter. Time Magazine also decided to report on this. Time Magazine released the following headline: Kyler Murray, a black man, was the number 1 pick in the NFL draft. Trump congratulated the number 2 pick instead. So it's going mainstream. As for Nick Bosa, the number 2 pick who he congratulated, he tweeted the following on August 31st, 2016. Kaepernick is a clown. He also retweeted several tweets from Tommy Lauren talking about Kaepernick taking the knee and being racist and all this other stuff. And he also liked tweets disparaging the name of Beyonce Knowles Carter, which, as we know, is a no-no. Do you feel like Trump's being racist on this, or do you feel like he's just supporting people who support his ideals?
A little bit of both. That's, Trump has to do both in order to beat Donald Trump. That's the point. Like, in order for him to excite his base, he has to be a little racist. That's just what he has to do. So he's doing both. But I don't think, I think his ego and the fact that he was supported by this guy is the driving force behind the tweet, not like racism or ignoring the number 1 pick. Like, he didn't give a shit about that guy. He cared that the person, like, this guy could have been the number 7. He wouldn't give a rat's ass. It's the fact that he supported Trump is why he's congratulating him and calling him a player.
Which is smart, because he would look crazy if he tweeted something out about somebody who possibly didn't support him, and then you go through their tweets and they're like trashing Donald Trump or whatever. Like, then you look crazy. So I think he did. I think he weighed his options and he picked the right one.
All right. Also in the racist segment this week is a story about Uber. Uber was talking to a customer. The customer tweeted Uber support: I had an awful driver today. I want my money back. Please respond so we can work this out. His username is @RealLeeChaney. Uber support responded by saying, we're so sorry about that, nigger. Please send us a DM with your phone number with additional details if you're concerned so that we can connect. I see Teresa said in amazement. That was very surprising. It got retweeted, screen capped, and all that other stuff a bazillion times went across the internet, and people were saying they're canceling their Uber subscriptions. They always knew Uber was shit. Lyft is better. Lyft's always been better. Y'all ain't shit. Y'all ain't never gonna be shit. So all that type of stuff. Uber decided to apologize. We like to sincerely apologize for the offensive tweet that was sent earlier. We are investigating what happened to make sure it doesn't happen again. So back to what probably happened. As a person who works in technology, I kind of know how systems work. And what I hypothesized happened, and what a lot of people are also agreeing that happened, is this guy, the Real Chaney. He seems to be a troll, an internet troll who decides his whole page is full of responses to, you know, MAGA people and people on the right side of the fence. So he just looks for confrontation and stuff like that, and it looks for viral tweets. So what I theorize, this Uber thing is, it's kind of like a bot. So they have automated responses, but it goes by what your name is on your Twitter profile. So if his name was Nigger on his Twitter profile, his display name, not his at name, but his display name, if that was Nigger, then that just took that name and just put it in automatically. It's not like Uber, someone tweeted that out. Now, that might not be the safest thing to do in this instance, but I don't think it's necessarily racist. Do you guys think that Uber should take a punishment for this, or do you guys understand what I'm saying?
I get what you're saying. Yeah, but
was Nigger that person's name?
We have no way of telling that because he could have changed it back immediately. Like, we
But like there are some wild names on social media, and I just think like if you're using a platform like social media to respond to like criticism, to respond to customers who are dissatisfied, you got to use a real person. You can't be using a robot.
I agree. And if you're going to use a robot, don't put a name in it. You know, like that could be
easy. Well, you know, they probably do the name to personalize it.
Yeah, I know, but I'm saying if you're going to do an automated response, just don't do that because you're out of control.
They're trying to set Uber up, like
exactly.
Put it in their name so they know that that's how Uber responds.
Exactly.
Because, like I would
how Uber responds before, and they say, like, "Oh, if I just change my name to Nigger, they'll call me a nigger."
Oh yeah, I get it. I wouldn't tweet Uber and say like, "Oh, I had a problem." Like I would call or write or email or something.
Oh no, you gotta tweet them. Tweet them. That's the best thing to do.
But what's annoying is that now there's people who don't understand this and who won't understand this. So it just makes, it puts Uber in a bad light. Like there are people who are always going to say this tweet was real because in a way it was real. It was a real tweet. It actually went out. So it's not like it's Photoshopped, but.
Yeah, but the person probably likely set Uber up.
Exactly. And that sucks for Uber. So.
No, it doesn't. Because people are still going to, like, I mean, come on. Like, these the boycotts are a joke sometimes. Like, we don't do it like the way our
What'd you say, Dexon? What'd you say?
Sometimes. Remember when people were boycotting Uber before because, like, the CEO supported President Trump?
Yeah.
Y'all back on it.
I forgot about that, though. You know, yeah, I never used Uber.
I don't hardly ever use Uber, but if I did, like, I would use it.
Yeah, we're blessed. Time for Q&A. Todd, do you want to take over Q&A for the day?
Sure, why not?
All right. So we have four categories today.
All up in his likes, category number one. Category number two, I doubt you guys will be sympathetic. Don't doubt us. We are very sympathetic people. I'm not your assistant, boss. And last one, empty resume.
Number two. Definitely number two. And four.
Two and four. All right, let's do it. I doubt you guys will be sympathetic to my cause since I've listened to your show before, but I might as well try.
Damn.
I'm a non-binary person who goes by the shortened version of my given name, a far less common shortening than, say, Samantha to Sam. In my job, I answer the phone regularly and do my best to articulate my name, but people often mistake it for a different name. And nearly every single day, after I spell it, at least one person says, "Name? What kind of name is that?" And I cringe so hard. Got any scripts to let them know how rude they are without losing my job?
Okay, let's go to number four.
Come on. This is a legit question.
Because, like, why would we be rude to this? Like, I mean...
Well, we have been insensitive to people who don't identify with the sexuality. We have been...
We have?
I'm sure we have. I am certain we have.
Or William has.
Well, William is an extension of us. So,
no, he's not.
Association, the show has not necessarily had the greatest tolerance of different types of people.
What is that? Non-binary.
What'd you say?
What exactly is non-binary? That's the...
Non-binary are people who don't identify as male or female.
As male or female, right. Yeah, I get it.
They go by they.
I don't think there's a way to tell people they're rude. It seems like I just think you just kind of have to, like, endure a little bit.
What?
Is that weird?
I mean, like, what is the name? Like, give me an example of what you think the name could be.
Like, for instance, if someone's name was like, if they're a given name, for instance, was like Cyrus or something like that, and they go by Cy, and someone's messing it up, calling them Ty.
Who would say what kind of name is that though? Like, I don't understand.
Cy. Like, I don't know. It depends.
I just don't understand why anybody would ask that question.
It might be a really weird name.
I would have to know what the name is. I don't know about this. I mean, people mess my name up all the time, and I just correct them. I don't know if it's rude or.
I mean, I guess the best way for me to answer this question would be
maybe our clientele is different as well. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
If somebody calls and they say, and I say, "Hey, this is Dexter," and they're like, "Dexter, what kind of name is that?" And if I'm in your situation, I would say, "Well, my given name is Dexter, but I decided to go by Dex because it's short and it's more to my liking. Now, what can I help you with?"
I don't think there's.
If you really want to go into details, I guess you could do that. But like, I don't know. I'm not really big on the whole explaining myself thing. Like,
nobody would say what kind of name. What kind of name is that? I would say it's my name. That's what kind of name it is. And just move on. Like, you could be nasty if people are getting on your nerves. It's okay to be nasty. New shirt idea. It's okay to be nasty. New shirt alert. This show is gonna make us some money, guys. This is great. It's one show. This is the moneymaker we've been waiting for. Oh my god! Right here, this is when we blow, fellas. All right. We want to do. I'm not your assistant boss or empty resume. Both are good. Empty resume is more of a helpful one. I'm not your assistant boss. It's kind of a little funny, but
let's do another one because I'm not really known to be helpful.
Damn.
I mean, the other one, but Dex, the empty resume is one could be something like industry friends or later.
Oh, let's do it.
Oh, Lord.
Let's do that one.
Oh, this is someone asking us to help them out with their resume?
Yeah.
Oh, God. I was tapped to help my friend Jordan get their resume together. Jordan and I are both in our 20s and mid-20s, and have been friends since we were in middle school. Jordan has always been very introverted and didn't really do extracurricular activities at school. They were okay as far as grades, but they didn't really do anything beyond that. Their scores on a test like the SATs were extremely high, and I know that Jordan can spend hours composing music, researching or writing. They even built multiple website forums from mostly scratch for our mutual friends to participate in.
Don't read that next line. I took it out. It was too long, so I just took some of it out. Just start with they.
They don't have any work experience, volunteer experience, or really anything that they can put on a resume. They are hardworking and very, very smart, but schooling was always the challenge. I know that Jordan could be good at blah, blah, blah. Where's the question?
They're looking for a volunteer. What do you do if your resume is truly empty?
Oh, Jordan is getting frustrated. You put when your resume is empty like that, you put whatever you have done on there.
Yeah, but that's what she's saying. He hasn't done anything. That's what they're saying.
There's always ways to like enable things that you have done. Just lie like everybody else does.
Like when, like you've done something. Like when, if you created music and websites, put that on there. If you,
In the second part that I deleted, they did say that they weren't comfortable with putting their friends' websites, I guess, that he's made online, because a lot of them that he's made are now defunct, and then other ones are just private things that he doesn't
know. Isn't that a high school person?
Well, in their mid-20s. But that doesn't matter, though, if the websites don't exist or not. Like, you're talking about what you did. Like, you're talking about the programs that you use to create it. You're not talking about the actual sites. Like, you don't
own sites. I think if you want a job, just build a website. If you know how to build a website, just build a mock website and just make that and put that on your website. Put that on your resume. Just build.
But you wouldn't put the actual site on there anyway, though. Like, you would talk about, I personally think you would talk about the programs that you use to create the site. Like, right. That sounds more like important.
You're composing music, you're researching, like those are valuable skills in many fields. I mean, you have to put what you've done. That's all a resume is. And then once you land that first job, I mean, or you might end up getting a job that's not you know, what you want to do, but it helps you build skills. So then you put your first job on there and you put your skills on there.
Like,
you
know, this person is writing Jordan's resume, like helping them write their resume for them.
I just put it on there then.
Do what we said then, and but do it on his resume.
That's so nasty. Oh my God. Y'all, people ask y'all for y'all's advice and y'all just get all nasty on them. Jesus.
That's not about being nasty. It's about like, there's only so much. Like, if you've done something, put it on there. Like, don't skip out on things.
And if you're in your mid-20s, like, how do you not know how to write a resume?
There are a lot of different people in the world, Dexter.
If you're in your mid-20s, how have you done nothing? That's what I want to know.
Introvert. People say, like,
I don't know what kind of person you are. You're in your mid-20s. You need a job. Like, what are you doing?
And at the end of the day, success ain't for everybody.
Oh! Damn, Dex, Jesus. For more questions, hit us up, brotalklive.com/questions. If you want advice, like, don't write us. Like, if you just want us to rip you to shreds, that's what we're here for, okay? That's what that segment's for. Gosh, tough love.
Jason, mid-20s?
Mid-20s. Wasn't there a movie called Mid-90s? Mid-20s.
And done nothing? Like, that's a luxury that I just cannot afford.
There are people who live different lives, two Americas. Just a time. We're going to play a game called Who Said It? So I'm going to show you guys a couple of tweets, well, we'll see if the audio works. Well, I'll show you guys a couple of tweets and we'll see if we can figure out who said what, okay? Here we go. First up, someone tweeted, a celebrity tweeted, pressure. It was a retweet by @JBando saying her face is ugly. Please stop. The artist responded on Instagram saying that she will beat her ass. And the girl responded back to the artist saying, what you say on live, you're going to beat my ass? She said, yeah, that goes for anybody. But I see you still tuned in, fan. The fan said, I never said I wasn't a fan. I just said you ugly in the face. And the the artist said, you know what? I think you really just want to eat me out.
Okay.
Okay. So who is the artist? Who said this?
K. Michelle.
Jesus Christ. K. Michelle. That looks like K. Michelle does. Do you have a guess, Ty?
I literally have no idea. I'm going to go with Dex's guess.
Do you know who K. Michelle is?
Yeah, the Love and Hip Hop lady.
Okay. It actually was Megan Thee Stallion.
Now, I have no idea who that is.
Ty, you got to get with it.
You really got to get with it.
I'm terrible. I have no idea what that is.
So she is the next new girl on the scene.
Right.
On what scene?
The hip hop scene.
Yeah, so she's like a rapper.
Yeah, she is a rapper. Oh, okay. Not like a rapper. She's good. She's from Houston.
Okay. Hey, H-Town, baby.
H-Town, baby. She has a song. Her song's called Big Old Freak.
Mm-hmm.
All right, now.
All right. All right, next up, we have the following. It's a G thing. Who is over here standing in this G wagon?
Russell Wilson.
Oh, really?
Ty, who's your guess?
Tyga.
That does look like it could be Tyga.
Not with that car. It's a real car there.
Paid for, furnished. Here goes another angle. Do you want to change your idea, Ty? Are you still
going with Tyga?
The caption says, told y'all, just getting started. Hashtag new season.
I mean, that caption, that lame caption alone lets you know that that's him, that that's Russell.
Told y'all, just getting started. What did
so
we say?
Lame.
We said a couple of weeks ago, we're going to see a new Russell Wilson. Young Russ is out here, cuz. He is out here.
He literally posted two pictures back-to-back with different caps. Like, that is so lame.
Danger Russ Wilson.
That's been his name for a while, yeah.
I'm okay with the name. I think that's a little cool. But this photo thing is this corny. That really does look like some Tiger would do. Lame.
That is like really corny, though. But whatever.
All right. Next, we have an Instagram post. Someone posted on Instagram, me sitting in a meeting that could have been an email, and they have a post of Whitney Houston. The person captioned it by saying, hurry up, I got crack to smoke. This person was responded to by one Bobby Brown, who said, when I see you on site, I'm going to smack every tooth out of your mouth. I thought you was a friend of my family, but when I see you, I'm going to bust your ass. During this time of women empowerment, you chose your time to that's probably what he did.
Humiliate our queen. He did not write the word humiliate. I know Bobby Brown can't spell humiliate.
So who is he talking to?
Chris Rock.
You must have seen the story.
Duh. Fucking entertainment. Like,
don't be guessing. Let Ty guess if you already know the goddamn answer.
Oh, really? That's Chris Rock did that? Why would he do that?
Chris Rock.
Trying to be fun.
It's not.
All right, the next one I'll address to Ty first, since Dex probably already knows who it is. They were talking about...
I do know what it is, though.
Usher's next album, Confessions 2, and this is what someone had to say. Let's see if we can get the audio playing.
You know, like right now, he's in the studio working with Usher on Confessions 2 right now. By the way, I want to go ahead and just say him and Usher was at the restaurant. I said, listen, you got to name the album Confessions 2. Usher was sounding like a rapper, and then he was like, man, we only got like two more, three more to go to wrap it up. Like, it only take us not... They've been in there every day.
So you think it'll come out sometime this year?
I would believe so.
Okay.
So that was, of course, pitched up so you wouldn't be able to recognize the voice. Who was it talking
about? Orlando Brown? I have no idea.
That did sound like Orlando Brown when I pitched it up. You're right. That sound. Let's do it again. And just picture Orlando Brown, everybody. That's a good point.
You know, like right now, he's in the studio working with Usher on Confessions 2 right now. By the way, I want to go ahead and just say him and Usher was at the restaurant. I said, listen, you got to name the album Confessions 2. Usher was sounding like a rapper, and then he was like, man, we only got like two more, three more to go to wrap it up. Like, it only take us not... They've been in there every...
That's funny that that is actually Orlando Brown's real voice without even being pitched up. That's just actual voice.
I have not knew that is.
Turns out it was Dex, as Dex knows, Lil Bow Wow.
Mm-hmm. Jermaine kind of like gives me my freedom now. You know, like right now he's in the studio working with Usher on Confessions 2 right now. By the way, I want to go ahead and just say I told JD I need my credit for that because I'm the one who told him him and Usher was at the restaurant. I said, listen, you got to name the album Confessions 2.
Yes,
and so they naming the album
and
C2,
there's a lot to say. Even when we saw, was it Usher that put a little something up and he was just like
driving in the car and just listening. No, nah, they album is they cooking. Like,
you
I'm
got
in
anything
there
in your phone?
No, I don't.
No, okay.
How far along are they?
Used to always leak stuff to us back in the days. But
yeah. I would say when I was in the studio with him like a week ago, Usher was sounding like a rapper, and then he was like, man, we only got like two more, three more to go to wrap it up. Like, it only take us not. They've been in there every day.
So you think it'll come out sometime this year?
I would believe so.
Okay.
The real information I'd like to know is, when is your album going to come out that you've been working on for 3 years? That's what we really would like to know.
I thought he retired.
I thought Bow Wow was retired.
Remember he was saying he was coming out with a retirement album? He's going to do one more album, then he's done. And then that's when Snoop Dogg was like, no, you can't retire. He's like, no, I got one more.
God damn it, Snoop Dogg. Why are you always getting in the way?
And the album's going to come out. We're waiting.
Golly. One thing. We were almost done with Bow Wow. And here comes Snoop Dogg ruining damn plans.
I actually try to like Bow Wow because I really feel bad for him because he gets severely bullied online. And it's like, I feel bad.
He gets bullied because he does stuff like this, though.
But he's like that kid in school who's like trying so hard to be cool and nobody likes him. And I have to like defend this kid because I feel terrible.
Why do you always defend the fallen celebrities? Like Chris Brown, Little Bow Wow. Chris Brown
is not a fallen celebrity, so don't try me.
Yes, he is. Chris Brown
is the best. Chris Brown's last album did well, I'm sure.
The best what?
Chris Brown's not a fallen celebrity. He's just misunderstood.
He's just falling on hard times. Multiple times.
Hard times.
But his music is still doing well.
Chris Brown has a worse, like, he's been to jail more times than Bow Wow has.
You can't say his music's doing well. Like, of course his music's doing well.
Yeah, I mean, he does music and it's doing well. So what are we saying here?
I mean, doing well, I guess it's charting. Okay.
So was Megan Thee Stallion, though.
Yeah, I mean,
okay, well, I wasn't aware of her, but I'm sure
Chris Brown isn't leading any charges anymore. That's what we're getting at. He's not at the level that.
Well, he's definitely leading some charges with the police.
Sometimes you don't want to do that. You get a little older, and too much fame becomes annoying. So you want to just do it for just a few people, you know?
Yeah, look, as long as it keeps him off drugs and safe. That's all we care about. All right, time for Dex's BS report.
All right, guys. So you know how we do this BS report. I tell three stories. Two of the stories are absolutely true. One of the stories is a lie. It's up to these guys to decide which two stories are true and which story is a lie.
Bald-faced lie.
So the first story, there were 22 people arrested this week in a cockfighting ring. So apparently this is a big thing that's going around where people are literally placing bets on roosters and chickens, and they have them, like fighting each other in a ring. When police came in, all 22 people that were there, they tried to scatter out of the house. Most of them broke their ankles trying to escape the cops, but in the end, 22 people were arrested. There was a man.
There was 22 cocks fighting each other?
No, 22 people arrested. There was only over 100 birds that were seized, and some of them were actually 100 dead.
100 cocks? Wow.
Well, I think cocks are only roosters, and it was roosters and chickens. So, I think that's how they do it.
It's like 50 cocks.
So there's a man in Mexico who actually dug a hole under his ex-girlfriend's home so that he could spy on her. The bad thing about this is that actually the hole collapsed and the man got trapped in there. And then he had to call the cops and be like, oh, you know what? I'm trapped under this hole. He's now going to jail because he violated a protection that she had against him. And the final story is that Instagram has decided that there's a lot of bullying going on. There's a lot of people that are really upset because they don't have a large following. So what Instagram is proposing now is they're going to hide the amount of followers that a person has, hide the amount of likes that a person has so that other people can feel better about themselves. So it doesn't matter how many followers you have, how many likes you get on the photo. Like, everybody's going to be able to post in peace now. And those are Dex's BS reports for the week.
That last story is false. Instagram will completely and totally lose the feel about people.
That last story how many likes real.
And all this other stuff. Like, I know they do it with the stories with not seeing how many story views you have, but they wouldn't do it. They wouldn't.
They are doing it because they're playing by what the people want. And if these people are offended, if they want participation trophies, that's what they're about to get. That story's real. What was the second story?
The second story was the man in Mexico who dug a hole under his girlfriend's home so he could spy on her.
All right. What was the first one?
The first one was the cockfighting.
50 cocks. Nah, that's way too many cocks for one space.
I didn't think it was, I said it was 100 birds total. I didn't give a number on how many cocks.
Just for clarification, how many cocks were there, Dex?
I don't, like, why are you like this?
I think of the first one's fake.
Okay.
And I think the last one's fake.
So, Ty, you're correct. The last one is sort of fake. So Instagram's not gonna show you how many followers a person has, but you aren't gonna be able to see how many likes a person has.
That's what I said.
Well, when I told the story, I said followers as well. So you were wrong.
Well, you can't just give half the answer. Well, I'm supposed to say half the answer's right.
Well, you would say if
I don't like either one of those, but I do see how that would reduce bullying significantly. Because I know friends of mine who like look at this person's pictures and say nobody liked it and they laugh. At this specific person, it's not everyone because they are nice.
Got three likes.
Wait, are you? No, it's not us, is it? I don't do that, do I?
Yo,
it is you.
Absolutely, Dex is it's in trend. Dex is on trend to follow more people now. He's supposed to.
Not me.
Ooh. Ooh. You're supposed to have more followers than people. I mean, you're supposed to have more. You're supposed to be following more people than follow you.
When I see that, when I see people doing that, I just be like, how do you even see what comes up on your timeline? You're following like 4,000 people. Like, I just don't get it. Like, your Instagram can't be that interesting because if 4,000 people are actively using the social media platform and they're all posting in one day, you're literally not seeing anybody's posts.
All right, it is time for Cease. This is part of the show where we give people who have been standing for a while a well-needed rest and be seated. You guys have any Cease to give out this weekend?
I have
this past week.
Don't I do seats? My seat goes to Jason for taking my seats.
What? Oh, shoot. I forgot. I mixed it up. We did the old style where you do Q&A and build us seats. I'm sorry. Ty, you go ahead and introduce your segment.
No, it's good. We're good. But I actually have been living an okay life. So I haven't gotten to really get a good seat in. But it's coming. I can feel it. The neighborhood's acting up. It's getting warm, and I can feel it.
So I'm gonna go ahead and go. First, I'm gonna seat myself for the whole last segment. Like, what am I doing? Like, that was bad. Secondly, I'm gonna seat myself because I'm doing this thing where I'm not eating carbs and I'm like starving. I think that's why I'm so like annoyed easily these days, because I'm like not doing it. And the third seat is also gonna go to me, because last week I went to the liquor store, right? And they were playing the radio in there. They were specifically playing WDAS. And it just so happened that when I got up to the counter to pay, a commercial played with me in it. And, like, ooh. I wanted so badly for the person at the counter to know that that was me on the radio that I'm starting to, like, talk real loud and obnoxious. And, like, he didn't notice. And afterwards, I was just like, that was literally the lamest thing you ever done in your life. Yeah. That was pathetic. Like, don't ever do that again. I got to be seated for that. Like, I literally wrote that down after it happened. Like, you need to seat yourself when the show comes up.
That was almost, do you know who I am?
Jason, that was trash. Like, I was so embarrassed that I did that.
Trash for you, Dex.
I can understand that, though, Dex.
I'm disappointed.
I can understand that for when, like, this stuff first starts happening.
You should be very disappointed in yourself.
Oh, man. I sat in the car and I was like, you trash. Like, you're really trash.
My seat's going to go to all the people who had criticisms for Game of Thrones. Game of Thrones released a wonderful episode. It was called The Long Night this past week, and it's the big battle of Winterfell. And people are deciding to rip it for whatever reason, because they decided it was too dark for their liking or something like that. That's your business. I mean, I understand that, you know, it might have been a little dark, but that's no need to necessarily rip the episode. And people are releasing things like it was the lowest rated Game of Thrones episode since season 5. I'm like, who the hell is rating Game of Thrones episodes? Is that a thing? Do you pay attention to the Game of Thrones ratings?
No.
Didn't even know they existed. Apparently the last episode got a 7.5. The lowest rated episode in 3 seasons. Ridiculous. Guys, this is what happens when too many people get on to a good thing. It just becomes oversaturated. Everyone has an opinion on it. Everyone feels like they have a voice. Sit back, enjoy the show. Is what
or don't.
We do. Huh?
Oh, or don't enjoy or it. Just don't. Be quiet.
Exactly. Like, we don't need your takes on whether or not what you wanted to happen happened. Like, it's not about you. It's about the story. If you watch Game of Thrones, you would know that. So that's my sequel to all the people who are super critical of a TV show that doesn't involve any real people, doesn't even have a book to go alongside of it. So how the hell are you going to tell somebody whether or not it's right or it's wrong?
Oh, it sounds like that's how I feel when people talk about wrestling. Like, word for word, what you just said.
So stupid. All right, Ty.
I agree with you. And I actually liked it.
I liked it too.
A lot of people didn't like the way things went with who killed whom, but I liked it. I thought it was great.
I think expectations are getting out of hand. Like, people are expecting this to now be the perfect show each and every week, and everything that you want to happen and whatever fucking fan theory that you just made up in your head, you want to come see it come true. Like, that's not what these people had in mind. So you can't just project what you want to happen on a show that has nothing to do with you. That's stupid. Sorry.
I didn't get a chance to read a lot of the criticisms because I don't really pay attention to that. But
Sit back and enjoy the show. Like, stop being so hype.
Now I want to know what they've said. I'm interested.
It's very annoying. All right. Do you have a seat?
No, unfortunately not.
Okay. All right, that's the show for today. We appreciate you guys checking it out. Don't forget, check us out, brotalklive.com, the podcast stream as well. And also we have Throwback Thursday coming up. And we have the Q&A Sunday as well. So stay tuned to our social media channels. We appreciate all the support. Rest in peace to John Singleton. We hope that Larry King Live gets better. I love how I said Larry King Live, but that's his name. We hope Larry King gets better. And also People Bryson. So a lot of people in some crazy, crazy situations right now. This has been another edition of Bro Talk. Do you guys have any shout outs you want to give?
just shout out to everybody tuning in, listening, watching us, supporting us. Also, shout out to Reese and the No Condom Podcast. Like, I've been listening to it like lately, and it's a really good show. Shout out to Deontay as well, Deontay Smith, who works at ESPN.
Oh, yeah. Shout out to Deontay on Industry Friends.
Yeah, like, he was on Industry Friends this week, and I've gotten, like, a lot of, like, really good feedback from
him. He was dropping gems.
Yeah,
gems. Life gems. So, if that, I think that was probably your best episode.
Wow. Thank you. I appreciate that. Also, shout out to Will and, I forgot his name, Sergeant Garcia, who I just did an interview with on Industry Friends, who, and that'll be out, like, later on within the year. But like we said on the show, you guys are here. Will is the first guy from Bro Talk to do Industry Friends. So, like, he's number one on my list. I like him more than I like the other two.
That's nice.
And that's all I got.
Looking busy. All right. We got Ty, you have any seats?
We're glad William could patch you in the schedule. I don't think Jason and I would be able to.
You know, he has a lot of free time on his hands. We have children. That's what I meant by that.
Go ahead. All right.
For Dex, for Ty, my name is Jason. It's been an edition of Bro Talk. We appreciate you guys checking us out. I'm talking real fast because we're about to leave. We will see you guys next week. We out.
Literally see. That's great.